News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And next we have as our guest, Sarah Fair, who is with the Santa Rosa County Library System. Correct? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
All right. So Sarah has been on the show more than I have because I am the newbie on the block. But I'm excited to be here. And this is our first time working together. So I have lots of questions for her. So your role, you are the special services coordinator for Santa Rosa County Library System.
That's right.
That sounds like a lot to me.
It kind of is. If it doesn't fall under someone else's plate, it goes to me. So like I do all of our publicity, our signs, our flyers within the libraries, our press releases. I maintain our website.
Wow.
Our Facebook page. I handle interlibrary loans where we borrow books from other libraries in Florida if our libraries don't own them. Lots of different roles.
Okay. So just to get familiar with the system, tell me about where the locations of your libraries in this area.
So we have five main libraries. We have one in Pace, Milton, Jay, Navarre, and Gulf Breeze. And then also in Milton, we have the Family History and Research Center, where you can obviously do like genealogy stuff there.
Oh, that's interesting.
But also if you need a quiet place to study or if you need an exam proctored, Cassie, who works in the Family History Research Center, can do that for you.
So you could go up there. Now, would you need to be from Santa Rosa County, or do they have access to other like genealogical files and that kind of thing?
They have stuff from several states.
Oh, okay.
A lot of it's local, but there are other areas of the country that they have resources for as well.
That's great. So that's if you get your DNA test done, and then you could go and find out even more specifically from their research.
Right.
Wow, that's kind of, I didn't know y'all had that. That's great. Okay, so you have the different, various different locations. And talk about how libraries work today, because I'm kind of old school, back in the day where you would check out a book and I had a card catalog. And it's not like that today, I know. So no. Talk a little bit about some of the services you offer today as a library, because it's way more extensive than what it used to be.
Right. So obviously we don't have card catalogs anymore, although those were cool. I remember them from when I was a kid.
Right.
We have our online catalog. Obviously, if we have books you can check out, but there's also ebooks, e-audiobooks. We have
That's the whole area I don't know a whole lot about.
Right. We have, it's called Libby. It's an app you download on your phone and you can get ebooks or e-audiobooks on there. We also have.
On your phone, you could download an audiobook?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I do that because I have like a 30-minute drive to work, so I can listen to a couple chapters while I drive to work every day.
Is it a free app?
It's free with your library card.
Wow. Okay.
So we also have Hoopla, which has movies, streaming music, TV shows, comics, ebooks, and e-audiobooks. That one's exploded in popularity recently.
How do you get your library card?
So if you're a Santa Rosa County resident and you have the new driver's license with the little star on it, so we know that you've been like vetted or whatever. It just has to have a Santa Rosa County address on it, and you can show that and get your library card. We also have a form online that you can fill out, and then you come into the library with your ID to pick up your card.
Wow, that's great. So what is the online address?
Our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
Okay. So you get the library card, and then you download these apps, and then you have access to ebooks and streaming, and that's amazing. That's really wonderful.
Yes. And we also have, if you want to learn a new language, we have transparent language. We have signing savvy if you want to learn sign language. If you're in school and need some homework help, we have things like Learning Express. So tons of online resources that you get access to with your library card.
That's amazing. I was not aware that you had so many different things that were available. So in addition to that, you also have a lot of different things that you offer kind of on a daily, monthly basis. So you have classes, seminars, guest speakers, that kind of thing. Touch on a little bit of that aspect of what you do.
So we have programs for all ages. The thing we're most excited about in December is Saturday with Santa. So Santa's going to take a break from all his work at the North Pole and come down to our libraries. You can see him December 7th from 10 to 11:30 at the Pace Library, December 14th from 10 to 11:30 at the Gulf Breeze and Jay Libraries, and December 21st from 10 to 11:30 at the Milton and Navarre Libraries. And as always, we want to thank our Friends of the Library groups for helping sponsor this visit from Santa.
That's so cool. So he's going to be there. Do we know what his favorite book is? Would that be towards the night before Christmas, maybe?
Maybe so. He hasn't told us what his favorite book is.
You need to find that out. I think that's an important question. Find out what his favorite holiday book is.
We'll have to ask him this year.
Okay, yeah. And his favorite Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's got to have one, wouldn't you think?
Right.
Well, that's so sweet. So that's on December 7th, you said, at the Pace Library, December 14th. These are all from 10 a.m. to 11:30. So you could go visit Santa and then go out for lunch afterwards. At, so the 14th is at Gulf Breeze and Jay, and then the 21st is 11:30 at the Milton and Navarre Libraries.
Right.
That's really, really fun. So then there's some news now again about the Pace Library, right?
Yes, the Pace Library has been closed the entire month of November for remodeling. They've gotten a fresh coat of paint, new carpet, some new shelving. There was flooding earlier this year that damaged some of their shelving, so they've replaced that. They will be getting a new service desk, but it hasn't been shipped yet, so they'll have a temporary setup when they reopen on Monday. So we're very excited that they get to reopen and continue serving the Pace community. And also, the long-awaited meeting room will be open.
Yay!
So programs will be happening in there. After the new year, we'll start taking applications from community groups who want to use the meeting room, and all that information about the the guidelines and policies for meeting room use can be found on our website, and that's www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
So where is exactly the Pace Library located?
So it is on Pace Patriot Boulevard. It's it's near the fire station and sheriff substation and Pace High School and SS Dixon Primary. It's back in there. Near the Tiburon neighborhoods.
Well, that's great that you have the meeting space.
Yes.
Because that's something, it seems like everywhere in this community, there's a lack of good meeting spaces.
Yes, all of our libraries except Pace had a meeting room, and so they finally got that built this year. We're very excited to have Santa in there as our first meeting
good.
Room
okay.
guest.
Very good. Okay, so we've got coming up then, of course, we've got the visits with Santa that are coming up. We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the other things that are being offered by the Santa Rosa County Library System. We have Sarah Fair, am I pronouncing that
correct?
Sarah Fair, and she is their special services coordinator. We're going to come back after the break and hear a little bit more about what's happening with Santa Rosa County Libraries. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got questions for Sarah, please text them in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule.
Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620, talking with Sarah Fair from Santa Rosa County, and she is the Special Services Coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Library System. So I am learning a plethora, one of my favorite words. I have to use big words for the librarian. A plethora of information about the many services that you all provide. So thank you for being here this morning, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
So we had talked a little bit about Santa's visits that are going to be happening, but also this is really cool. These are virtual author talks. Tell me about that.
So we have partnered with the Library Speakers Consortium to provide these virtual author talks. They're sponsored by our friends of the library group. They helped cover the cost of this. They're free for our library card holders. So every month there are 2 to 3 talks by various authors. They cover fiction, nonfiction, all kinds of genres. So in December we have 2. And the first one will take place on December 4th at 1 p.m., and it's Unearthed, Exploring the Smithsonian National Gem Collection with Dr. Jeffrey Post, which I think that sounds fascinating.
Very much so.
And then on Wednesday, December 11th, also at 1 p.m., we have a conversation with Laura Dave on pulse-pounding family-driven mysteries. She's the New York Times bestselling author of The Last Thing He Told Me.
So, wow, I just think that's amazing that you could, because of, I guess, Zoom or a similar program, you can actually talk. Can you ask questions to the authors, or do they?
When you register, you can submit questions that you might have.
Oh, and, wow.
So they can answer those questions during their talk. And if you can't watch the live event, mm-hmm. we do have the recordings available. So all of that you can find on our website. And again, that's www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. Just navigate to the virtual author talks button and click that, and it'll take you to all the upcoming events, and it also has links to past recordings.
So this one that's coming up with Laura Dave, that's going to be on December 11th. So her book is a bestseller, New York Times bestseller, The Last Thing He Told Me. So you have enough time right now to get the book.
Yes.
Read it. And then you'll be ready for her virtual talk.
Yes.
I love that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's, I know last month we had, I believe it was last month, it could have been the month before, Leanne Moriarty, she did Apples Never Fall, which has been turned into a show, I think it's on Hulu, and a couple other of her books have been turned into shows as well, so she's a super popular author. So I wasn't able to watch the live, but I watched the recording. It's really interesting to get to see these authors talk about their works. And
oh, yeah. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. So how long have y'all been doing this?
It just started earlier this year. It's probably been going on since about August, I believe.
Okay.
July or August was when.
Who's been your favorite so far?
Probably Leanne Moriarty.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's if it's been made into a show or
yes.
a television or a movie or something,
right.
That's even more exciting. So then, and who books these for you? How does that work?
So it's a group called the Library Speakers Consortium, and they handle all the booking and they provide the marketing materials for me to be able to advertise these for our patrons. So just that group
I
works.
Just, Yeah, I think that's amazing. Isn't it amazing? Because I'm sitting here thinking of my favorite authors, like someone like John Grisham. That would be so cool to hear him talk about his books. He's recently been making the talk show circuit because he has a new book out, and I don't know the name of the book. But but I was sitting here thinking, can you imagine if back in the day you could have Margaret Mitchell talk about writing Gone with the Wind?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because she threw that manuscript into the trash. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes, she did not like the book. She took over 10 years to write it. She got upset about it, didn't like it, threw it in her trash, and her husband pulled it out of the trash.
Oh, wow.
And took it to the publisher.
Huh. So, I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I love all that kind of stuff. So when you can talk one-on-one with an author, ask questions, I always love to know, what was the inspiration for your book?
Right.
What made you write this story? Why is this story special? There's so many things. I mean, I have a million questions I would love to ask. So that is really neat. And you can go to your website to find out who's coming up. So the next one is coming up Wednesday.
Yes.
December 4th. And which one is that again?
That is Unearthed, Exploring the Smithsonian National Gem Collection with Dr. Jeffrey Post.
Okay, that'll be cool. And then the next one after that is on December 11th.
And that's the conversation with Laura Dave on pulse-pounding family-driven mysteries.
Very cool. I love that. I think that's really wonderful. So also a wonderful program that you have is the Friends of the Library program.
Right.
So how can someone get involved? What is it and how can you get involved in that?
So our Friends of the Library, I've mentioned them a couple times already today. They are groups of volunteers from the community and they advocate for libraries. They have used book sales to help raise funds for us. For a lot of our summer reading program is funded by the Friends money. So they play a big role in supporting the libraries. Currently, the Pace, Navarre, Milton, and Gulf Breeze libraries have Friends groups. Jay does not. It's our smallest library, so, and it's a smaller community, so sometimes it's hard to, you know, get volunteers. But
that makes sense.
If you live in Jay and you would like to start a Friends group to help support the Jay Library, you can talk to the library manager there, Deanna, and she would be happy to guide you in how you can get one started. And all of our groups could always use more members, especially the Milton Friends of the Library group. They could really use some more members. So,
okay, that's good to know. And so what are some of the duties of the Friends? What do they do?
So they, like I said, they advocate for libraries. They help raise much needed funds because we're a county program. So we have a county system. So we
have
a budget from the county, but often programs for kids and adults and stuff, costs more than what our budget allows.
Of course.
They always host book sales throughout the year. Those are super popular. You can get some really good books for really cheap. And funds that they raise help support all those extra things that we would like to do that our budget doesn't cover.
Do you use volunteers on a daily basis at the library just to help sort or anything like that? Or is that strictly staff?
We do have volunteers at the library. There is... they register through a program called Volunteer Santa Rosa, and you can find out more information about that on our website as well, and that's www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And we also, I'm not sure if we have space for them right now, but student volunteers who are working towards their Bright Future Scholarship hours.
Oh, right. They have to have community service hours,
right.
Correct?
So yeah. Our libraries will have a student volunteer or two sometimes for that. So
that's good to know.
So
that they have that opportunity.
To see volunteer opportunities, you would go to the Volunteer Santa Rosa page and you can get there from our main website. So
this is Pep Talk, talking this morning with Sarah Fair from the Santa Rosa County Library System. And if you have a question for her, you can text that into us at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with more right after the break.
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help.
Walgreens. you know.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Pool Tips offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. And then imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Ho, ho, ho! Get into the island spirit with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce this holiday season. Join them on December 6th at 6:30 p.m. for the lighted boat parade ending with Santa at Quietwater Beach and a Soundside fireworks show. Then catch Santa riding the waves along Via de Luna Drive all the way to Casino Beach at the Surf and Santa Beach Parade on Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. Don't miss out on a minute of all the holiday fun. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more info.
Merry Christmas!
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pep Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. I need to apologize to our listeners. Thank goodness Sarah's husband, Steve, texted and said, we can hear you guys talking after when the break was going on. So my apologies, because that is what they call a rookie mistake. I'm about 2.5 weeks now into being the solo host and running the board and doing all that stuff. So as you probably guessed, I don't have a problem with talking, but occasionally I have to think twice about turning buttons on and off. So again, Sarah, sorry about that. I'm hoping we didn't say anything. I don't think we cursed or anything. I think we're probably okay.
Right.
So right for the last couple of minutes that we have this half hour, talk a little bit about some of the closings that are coming up for the holidays.
Right. So tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So obviously, we're going to be closed tomorrow and then Friday and Saturday as well for the Thanksgiving holidays. And then coming up on Friday, December 13th, all the libraries will close at noon. We have our quarterly staff development that day where we'll go over different, we cover different topics like customer service skills or a refresher of the Dewey Decimal System, all kinds of different things. And then for Christmas, we will be closed Tuesday and Wednesday, December 24th and 25th. And then we will also be closed on Wednesday, January 1st for New Year's Day. So
you're closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and it looks like you are open New Year's Eve?
Yes, ma'am. We're open New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yes.
That's good to know. And then New Year's Day, you're closed.
Right.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No. So.
Okay. So we've got that. Those events now, we have those are the closings. So just make a note on your calendar. And then we've got the Saturday with Santa coming up again. We'll mention that one more time, too, if you want to give those dates out.
So December 7th at the Pace Library, December 14th at Gulf Breeze and Jay, and December 21st at Milton and Navarre, and all of those are from 10 to 11:30.
So I'm talking this morning with Sarah Farah. She is the Special Services Coordinator with the Santa Rosa County Library System, and we've talked a bit about the closings, Santas, and the different locations. And we're going to come back at the 10 o'clock hour because we've got a few more things to tell you about as far as the Santa Rosa Library Systems are concerned. How long have you been with them now?
This will be 8 years in December. So,
have you always loved libraries and reading?
Yes.
So that's your passion?
Yeah. Even like my best friend and I growing up, when we had sleepovers, we would bring books and like sit there and read like complete nerds. So.
I love that though. I'm a nerd. I have a book. I have two or three books on my bedside table that I look and read every night and have been part of many book clubs along the way. It's not a lost art. We have to bring it back.
Yes.
We have to bring it back. All right. Here with Sarah Farah with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems. We are going to be breaking down for news at 10 o'clock, but we'll be back right after that with Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620.
Hmm. Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A very happy Thanksgiving. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Three Americans who were behind bars in China for years set free this morning. New York Times reports they're on planes to the U.S. now in what's also reported to be a prisoner swap with China.
The Biden administration has repeatedly raised the issue of what it called the wrongful imprisonment of Mark Suidan, Kai Li, and John Leung with Chinese officials for years. Suidan, a 48-year-old Texas businessman, has been held since 2012 and was on death row, charged with narcotics trafficking.
That's Fox's Tony J. Powers. Li and Leung were in Chinese prisons accused of being spies. A ceasefire has stopped the fighting in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah after that militant group was decimated, its leader and most senior operatives wiped out by Israel.
Fighting, however, continues today in Gaza, where the IDF targeted Hamas weapons storage centers. Airstrikes have killed 15 people today. And after the news of the ceasefire with Hezbollah, Hamas released a statement saying that it hopes that there will be an agreement of its own and a ceasefire. But no negotiations have led to any progress, really, after months and months that we've seen these continued talks.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Tel Aviv. A lot of Americans are on the move the day before Thanksgiving in what AAA predicts will be record travel for the holiday. Most will drive, and peak traffic times are said to be between 1 p.m. and 5. Airports are also busy, but this woman flying out of Dallas tells Fox.
It doesn't look too bad right now, but it's very early. I can see that it's going to get worse and worse probably as the day goes on, so I'm glad to get out in the morning.
The TSA predicts Sunday after Thanksgiving will be the busiest day at airport. So far today, only 26 flights are canceled, though the delays now top 1,000 flights. Inflation inched higher last month in the gauge closely monitored by the Federal Reserve called personal consumption expenditures. They rose 0.2% last month year over year. The PCE increase was 2.3%. That's up from the 2.1 annual rate back in September. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Good morning, 10:03 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 66 degrees here in Pensacola. Escambia Fire Rescue has their first graduates from their new county-run firefighter training program. The county previously partnered with George Stone University to run the Fire Academy. They opted, though, to create their own program. They say it makes scheduling easier.
Nothing wrong with George Stone or anything, but it's on their timeline, and we have to work around their schedule, and we do work together to try to get the schedule done. But some classes start in October, then some start in spring.
Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, he says the instructors that were teaching the classes at George Stone already worked for Escambia Fire Rescue, so migrating the classes wasn't a big challenge. Another benefit, though, was the cadets were trained to Escambia County standards from the start. 15 cadets graduated at a ceremony that was held last week. An Escambia County man wanted on a homicide charge has turned himself into authorities. 35-year-old Arrington Moultrie surrendered himself at the Escambia County Jail yesterday. Moultrie was wanted on charges related to a homicide at a home on Hampton Road earlier this month. Investigators say they believe the victim had taken a backpack from that house, and they believe that Moultrie shot that man as he was leaving.
The victim was found nearby at a convenience store. He died after being taken to the hospital. Moultrie's being held with no bond on charges of homicide, possession of a weapon by a felon, and obstruction of justice. 10:04, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a mostly cloudy to sky day today with high near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For your Thanksgiving, 40% chance of some light to moderate showers, high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. Getting much cooler on that Friday, high near 58 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 38. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 10:05 at News Radio 92.3, 66 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, 66 in Milton. Your next news at 10:30. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Stephen Schmidt is here, and of course many of you know that he is also here representing Georgetown Technical College.
Georgetown Technical College over there on Longleaf Drive.
Pep Talk, mornings after Andrew McKay.
It's time for a talk about some Sonny's Barbecue. We got Elton Scott here in the studio looking pretty sunny.
It's the Always Sunny Show. It's perfect intro, you know.
Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at 8, and you can call or text in any questions you might have for my guest this morning. Sarah Ferris, she is with the Santa Rosa County Library System. She's their special services coordinator. And if you do have a question, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. So right off the bat, tell us where all the libraries are located in Santa Rosa County.
So we have five main locations. Those are in Pace, Milton, Jay, Navarre, and Gulf Breeze. And then we also have the Family History and Research Center, which is in Milton.
What are the hours for those? Are they all different or?
The five main libraries all have the same hours, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Tuesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And then the Family History and Research Center is Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and they close from 12 to 1 on Saturdays for lunch.
Very good. Okay. So we did get a question from one of our listeners earlier in the program. We were talking about how the Pace Library is now reopening. Yes. And that's on Monday, yes?
Yes, they'll reopen on Monday after their big remodel. The question
we had from one of our listeners, is the new conference room open at the Pace branch?
So it will be open starting Monday when the library reopens. Library programs take precedence over community events, but we will be taking community applications after the new year. And you can speak with the library manager for more information about that, and also visit our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries, for our meeting room policies and guidelines.
Okay, I hope that answers the question. It sounds like it will be available. So
yes,
that's the great news.
Yes.
Because we have such a shortage of meeting space in our community, so
right.
That's such a great service to the community. So speaking of service to the community, Santa Rosa County does so much in the north and south end, and so we did have a little side note here that we wanted to talk about, which is an upcoming event sponsored by Safer Santa Rosa and Santa Rosa County Public Safety. So they're in partnership with Feeding the Gulf Coast. Tell us what's happening.
So on Monday, December 2nd, Safer Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa County Public Safety, and Feeding the Gulf Coast are hosting a community drive-through food distribution, and it'll begin at noon until all the food has been distributed. And it's going to be at the Pace Community Center, which is located at 5976 Chemukla Highway in Pace. It's important to note cars cannot line up before noon and block Chemukla Highway. You can begin lining up at noon for that food distribution event.
So you don't want to get there the night before at 4 a.m.
Right.
Because they're not going to let you get in
right.
line.
They'll okay. make you leave.
Yes. Okay.
So they're going to be distributing 20,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
And it's open only for Santa Rosa County residents. So make sure you have your ID so they can verify that you're a resident. It's first come, first served, and one box of food will be provided per household. And so, like, if you and your sister are separate households, but you want to ride together, that's fine. It just has to have a representative from each household in the vehicle to get a box for each household. And then there will be signs for you to follow. So please just follow the signage and enter through the first entrance when you travel north on Shamukla Highway.
Well, and there have been several food distribution events in the last week or two, of course, with the Thanksgiving holiday. But very, very important, if you do plan to stop at this event, you must have your ID, correct?
Yes, because you have to be a resident, so you have to have proof of residency to get a box of food.
Okay. And this is being sponsored by Safer Santa Rosa. And so the definition of SAFER, or the acronym, stands for Support Alliance for Emergency Readiness. And so they are the, this is the successor of the Santa Rosa Long-Term Recovery Organization. And so their mission is to offer services to people affected by disasters in Santa Rosa County, but they also have a commitment to humanitarian efforts.
Yes.
And so this falls, I think, under that umbrella.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and are you a part of SAFER as well, or is the library system's kind of a separate thing, of course?
Usually for the events like this, some of our staff members will volunteer to help distribute food or set up, like, get everything staged and ready. So that's the role that we play in the food distribution events. But since it's something important to the community, I wanted to share it today, even though it's not a library-specific
event. Well, that's very generous of you to give up your time to do that, because this right now, it's hard to believe, but there's an awful lot of people in our community, unfortunately, that are hurting through the holidays. And we think of Thanksgiving, and you see lots of Thanksgiving Day food giveaways. But and I'm going to have Dee Dee Flonlecker is going to be coming on the show at 10:30 to talk a little bit about Manna Food Pantries and what they do in the community year round. So this isn't a problem that goes away once the turkeys have been cut.
Right.
So this is happening on Monday. Is that correct? Monday?
Yes, Monday at noon.
At noon. Okay. So Safer Santa Rosa and the Santa Rosa County Public Safety, and they're doing this in partnership with our friends at Feeding the Gulf Coast. So noon on December 2nd, Monday.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, let's get back to the library and talk a little bit about, we were discussing about the Friends of the Library and some of the ways that people can get involved. And we also talked somewhat about Saturday with Santa and some of the library closures that are coming up. So let's touch on that again in case someone just joined us.
Okay, so we're very excited to be hosting Santa again this year. It'll be the first program in the PACE meeting room. So he's taken a break from all his hard work at the North Pole to come down here for our kiddos. And really, it's all ages. If you're 30 and want to go see Santa, that's cool.
How about if you're over 30?
Well, that's fine. Just bring your phone to take a picture. And,
okay.
I think he gives out books to the kids.
Probably
good. Not to the grown-ups, but to the kids.
Okay.
So those will take place 10 to 11:30, December 7th at the PACE Library, December 14th at the Gulf Breeze and Jay Libraries, December 21st at the Milton and Navarre Libraries.
So we were joking earlier, what I'm dying to know, you have to ask for me and find out, Sarah, what Santa's favorite book is.
Yes. And then my husband texted about Santa's favorite Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
He says it's Die Hard. So I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not sure if Die Hard would be. Well, you never
there
know.
There are some people who consider it a Christmas movie. So,
true. It's kind of a stretch, but okay, Steve. I owe Steve big time because he helped me discover something that with the microphone. So thank you, Steve, for that again. A little shout out to him. But Die Hard, I'm not so sure. I'm thinking 'Twas the Night Before Christmas might be one, right?
Right. Or maybe.
The book.
For the movie, maybe like Rudolph or Frosty the Snowman. One of those old, Elf is good too. I was thinking one of those claymation classics or something.
There you go. Well, and I'm so old school. I like my favorite one of all time is It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, that's a really good one.
That's a good one too. So, but Santa's not really in that one, you know, as much
no.
as he is in some of the other ones.
Right.
So, but we digress. So I'm talking this morning with Sarah Fair. She is with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems, and she's their special services coordinator. If you've got a question for Sarah, Sarah, please text it in at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And this is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. And so, Sarah, you were also discussing, just to give everybody a heads up, speaking of the holidays, when things are closed.
Right. So tomorrow's Thanksgiving will be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. Then on Friday, December 13th, all libraries will close at noon for our quarterly staff development. And then for Christmas, we're closed December 24th and 25th. And then we're also closed for New Year's Day on January 1st.
Okay. So you could still come in New Year's Eve and stock up on some books for 2025.
Right. If you don't want to go out and like party or whatever on New Year's Eve, get some books.
I think that's a great idea.
Chill in front of the fire.
Safer, for sure,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're talking with Sarah Fair with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems. We'll be back with more information about the library systems coming up in just a few minutes after the break, right here on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, 850-437-1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we've got Sarah Farah here, who is with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems. She's their special services coordinator, and so we have talked about quite a few things this morning, but I have to say, I mean, I'm confessing out loud, I have not been in a library in a long time. So I'm sorry about that, but I'm now retired. So yes, I'm going to have more time. But what I think of libraries, I think of hard books, and I think of big stacks, and I think of card catalogs. And so Sarah was actually informing me that we've come a long way since then. Yes.
So obviously we don't have the card catalogs anymore. No. We have an online catalog where you just go and you search for an author or a title or a subject or whatever. But we offer so much more than just books and
to check out.
Yeah. So we, as far as physical things, we also have audiobooks and movies and music that you can check out. But we have so many online databases. We have Libby for ebooks and e-audiobooks that you download on your phone.
Now that sounds really cool to me. You download this app and then you can actually...
You can read kind of like a Kindle. You can read it on your phone if you get an ebook, or you can listen.
So an Audible.
So kind of like Audible, but mm-hmm. It's free if you have a library card.
Even better.
Right. And so we have Libby for that. We also have Hoopla for that. You can do ebooks, e-audiobooks, comics, stream music, movies, and TV shows on there. And it's really exploded in popularity the last couple months. We also have different databases for research. If you need homework help, we have Learning Express. If you're wanting to learn a new skill, like learn a new language, we have Transparent Language, which offers over 100 languages that you can learn.
Is that something that could be downloaded in those apps, or is that something you, how would that work?
You can download the Transparent Language app. I have it on my phone.
I've always wanted to learn French.
I took French in high school, and so that's what I downloaded it for, was to like refresh my French. I haven't been on it as often as I should be, but...
That's pretty cool, because right. A lot of those programs and things that you could possibly buy are very expensive.
Yes. So we have Transparent Language, and then if you're interested in learning American Sign Language, we have Signing Savvy.
That's something I am interested in.
I don't believe there's an app for that. You do that like on your computer, your like a tablet or something on the website. But all this can be found on our website at www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
That's just amazing. I really did not know of all the services. Now, you have some other services you were mentioning to me at the break.
Right. So we offer virtual author talks every month. Those are sponsored by our Friends of the Library groups in partnership with the Library Speakers Consortium. There are two or three talks per month, and it covers a wide variety of genres. There's fiction, nonfiction. They're free and they're virtual. And when you register, you can ask questions that will hopefully get answered during the talk. So in December, coming up next Wednesday, December 4th at 1 p.m., there's Unearthed, Exploring the Smithsonian National Gem Collection with Dr. Jeffrey Post, which that just sounds super fascinating to me.
I don't know a thing about that, but I think
either,
it would be fascinating to see that.
I like shiny things, and gems are shiny, so let's learn about them.
Yes, I agree.
And then the following Wednesday, December 11th at 1 o'clock, there's a conversation with Laura Dave on Pulse Pounding Family Driven Mysteries. And she is the New York Times bestselling author of The Last Thing He Told Me. So I think that one will be interesting too. And you have time between now and then to check out that book, read it, and be prepared to hear from her. And if you can't watch the event live, you can access a recording. So if you go to our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries, you can navigate to the virtual author talks button, and that'll take you to the page where you can register for upcoming events and see the recordings.
So there is a calendar that lets you know what author is coming next.
Yes.
Okay. Do they have any book clubs or anything that meet at the library, or do you have any children's programs at this point?
We have tons of children's programs. We have toddler time, story time for the littles. Gulf Breeze and Navarre offer Meet, Play, Learn for little, like, parents of little kids can come and they can play together, and you can meet other moms who are kind of in the same stage of life as you. So that sounds great. Yeah, it's a great program.
Read stories to the kids, or is it that one's too little yet?
Kind of an unstructured playtime, mm-hmm. just to get socialization with the kids.
Socialization for the moms.
Yes, and for the moms. The Jay and the Pace Libraries offer homeschool hangout throughout the year for homeschool families to come in and meet other homeschool families. And they do different projects and crafts and all sorts of things. We have Makerspace. We have different...
What's Makerspace?
So the Gulf Breeze Library has a Makerspace. They have like robots and coding, and you can bring in like... different craft things, anything that is maker related that you want to do during that time.
I have learned so much about the library this morning. This is not my grandparents' library.
No, ma'am. No.
Wow. Y'all are doing so much for the community, so many different services. It's really pretty extraordinary.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break. We've got a few more things to talk about with Sarah Farrow with the Santa Rosa County Library System right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you've got a question that you'd like to ask Sarah, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. This is Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. We've been talking this morning with Sarah Farrer. She is the Special Services Coordinator at the Santa Rosa County Library Systems. So much, I can't believe it's just flown by, the time with you. So thank you so much for being here, especially on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. And we did have some special holiday events coming up. So we've got just a couple minutes left, and I'd love for you to remind folks about when Santa is coming to the library.
So Santa will be coming the first three Saturdays in December. We have December 7th at the Pace Library, December 14th at the Gulf Breeze and Jay Libraries, and December 21st at the Milton and Navarre Libraries. And that's from 10 to 11:30 at each location. And just bring your camera with you if you want to take a picture with Santa. And we want to thank our Friends of the Library groups for sponsoring this visit from Santa.
Which is really great.
Yes.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. And also, speaking of perfect timing, the Pace Library is reopening.
Yes, they will reopen on Monday, December 2nd. They have a fresh coat of paint, new carpet, some new shelving, a new service desk coming soon. And their
meeting room will
be available to book after the new year.
Which is great news for a lot of community organizations to have that space back.
Yes.
So that's really good. But you can contact the library. Why don't you give the library's website address one more time?
Our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
So you can go there and find about all the things that we've been talking about this morning. And the thing I'm really intrigued by, first of all, is I'm very intrigued by the apps that you can download.
Yes.
So I think that's really cool. So I'm in. I'm all in. I'm going to do that when I get off the air today. And then the virtual author talk. So you can as you got your calendars out, put these dates on your calendar.
Right. December 4th at 1 p.m. is Unearth, Exploring the Smithsonian National Gem Collection with Dr. Jeffrey Post. And December 11th at 1 p.m. is a conversation with Laura Dave on Pulse Pounding Family Driven Mysteries.
And last but not least, on Monday, we have a very special event being sponsored by Safer Santa Rosa.
Safer Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa County Public Safety, and Feeding the Gulf Coast are hosting a community drive-through food distribution event, and it starts at noon at the Pace Community Center, 5976 Shamukla Highway. So you have to show proof of Santa Rosa County residency to get a box of food there.
And that's one thing they did put a little note here, that don't get there early. A lot of times with these food distribution sites, people get there at dark 30. They're right. Not going to let you line up on Shamukla Highway.
Right. Don't block Shamukla Highway. You can start lining up at noon.
And you can probably find more information if you Google Safer Santa Rosa or Food Drive, I'm guessing. Is this also on the library site, do you think?
It's on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
It's not on our website, but it is on our Facebook page.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a Facebook page.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Oh, see, what do I know? Okay, so we do have a library Facebook page. We have the website that we've given that address out. So many things happening, so many services, and I'm just so pleased to meet you finally. And again, I feel like I've gotten edumacated because I had no idea all these many services you're providing today. So thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you for having me here.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, we will be back after the break with Dee Dee Flanlacker. She's the executive director with the Manna Food Pantries. She'll be joining us on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. We will be back again after the news.